A few days ago, it was Valentine's Day, and there's something I'd like to tell you. I thought, and I really hope I'm not wrong, that you would expect me to dedicate an episode to the Day of Love, and that you would be a little disappointed if I didn't. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ritterelli, writer, blogger, and the passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. What I briefly mentioned in the introduction was, in addition to a thought that crossed my mind, my hope for it. Now, if I am correct, I have a confession to make. Actually, my original idea was to present the book featured in today's episode during the week of Valentine's Day, but it is so long that it took me longer than I thought to finish it, and that is why I am including it this week. It's 1945, and the war has finally ended. Former Royal Army nurse Claire Randall and her husband Frank, an Oxford history professor, are on their second honeymoon in the Scottish Highlands. During a walk, Claire is enchanted by the mysterious stone circle on the hill of Craig na Doon. Unaware that she is a time traveller, she suddenly finds herself catapulted into a land devastated by conflict and divided between clans, and in an unknown land in which she's a stranger, a Sassenach. Year of our Lord 1743. Claire's life is constantly in danger in a society full of violence and love, separation and shady relationships. But it's not just her life that is in peril, so is her heart. The only person she can trust is Jamie Fraser, a young Scottish warrior who is pursued by the Redcoats and with whom she forms a close bond. That connection is so strong that she finds herself torn between two men, two times, and two destinies, and she starts to question everything that has ever been important to her. Hearing some of the words I mentioned, let's say keywords, some of you might have already guessed which book it's about, and yes, you are right, I'm talking about Outlander by Diana Gabaldon, so this episode is for you. But not only, it's also for those of you who, even if you haven't heard of this book before, like the theme of love. In short, this book is for everyone. The first time I heard about this series was when I saw the first episode on TV. I remember that day I was flipping through the channels when I suddenly saw Sam Heughan's face on the screen, and I have to admit that it was the only reason I stayed on that channel watching the first episode, but also I have to say that the more I watched it, the more I enjoyed and appreciated the story. While the commercials were on, I looked up information about the show on the internet, such as how many seasons had been released, the cast, etc. But as soon as I read that the show was based on books by Diana Gabaldon, I turned off the TV and ordered the book right away. As soon as I received the package and started reading it, I can't say that I officially put my social life on hold. The author's idea of this complex and intriguing world is fantastic. The descriptions and delineation of the characters are very good. The story grabs you almost immediately, but, and I have to say this because I almost had a heart attack when I discovered it, this series is long, really long. While I love the author's writing style, I can't say I am a fan of the overly detailed descriptions or narrations she includes in her books, at least the first two I've read. But what put me off so much is not the long-winded descriptions, it's the series itself. Let me explain. The complete series consists of 9 published novels and a 10th about to be released. Just out of curiosity, I decided to add up the total number of pages in each of the 9 published books, and the total number shocked me. We are talking about more than 8,000 pages. Although Diana Gabaldon's work is absolutely amazing, it is a huge commitment. Am I trying to discourage you from reading her books by mentioning this? Of course not. But my job is to give you relevant information as well as a complete and honest picture about the books I'm talking about on this podcast. And I definitely can't leave out this very important information about the length of the books. I can honestly say that the series is well worth the time spent reading it, and I can affirm, almost without fear of being wrong, that you will probably thoroughly enjoy Jamie and Claire's adventures and love in a way that goes beyond words. It is something that can only be felt by reading the story. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go. Sam Hewan is calling me, but before I leave, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail, and if you're interested in learning a little more about them, you will find the link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next time.